أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذي قال لوالديه أف لكما أتعدانني أن أخرج وقد خلت القرون من قبلي وهما يستغيثان الله ويلك آمن إن وعد الله حق فيقول ما هذا إلا أساطير الأولين. As we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about a righteous son, a righteous child, on the one hand, who makes dua for his parents, makes dua for himself and his children, and that shows extreme and absolute righteousness and obedience to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Here in this ayah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about a child that is not righteous, a child that is not only disobedient to the parent, but also totally disobedient to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, rather a disbeliever. Allah says, وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ أُفٍّ أُفٍّ لَكُمَا. And that person who says to his parents, uff. Now the word uff is such a word that is difficult to translate into English, but in total disagreement with the parents, a word of abuse to the parents, not a word of comfort. And then after using words of discomfort to the parents, أَتَعِدَانِنِي أَنْ أُخْرَجْ, do you promise me that I will be brought forth out of the qabr? In other words, you speak about this life hereafter, you speak about the retribution, the hisab and the kitab and the judgment. So do you promise me that is going to happen? And here the question is not out of searching for an answer for with truth, but here rather it is a negation. Here it is total disbelief. وَقَدْ خَلَتِ الْقُرُونُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. When the truth and the reality is this, that before me there were many, many generations, there were many, many nations that had come. And where are those people? Nobody has been resurrected, nobody has been brought out of the qabrs, nobody has experienced such a thing. So here there is absolute and total denial of the hereafter. The condition of the parents is, وَهُمَا يَسْتَغِيثَانِ اللَّهِ. On the one hand, they seek the help of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَيْلَكَ آمِن. Destruction to you, O my child, but bring iman in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So on the one hand, the parents are seeking the help of Allah, and on the other hand, they are giving the da'wah of iman to this child. إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Certainly, the promise of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is true. We don't know about the past generations, what happened to them, but all we know is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised that this is what is going to happen, this is our iman, and this is what we believe in. And the promise of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is true. Allah promised there is going to be Qiyamah. So certainly Qiyamah is going to come. فَيَقُولُ مَا هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. So the response of such a child is that these are but tales of the people of the past. People used to speak about it in the past, but the truth is that there is nothing that is going to happen. So like in the previous group of obedient, righteous children, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the forgiveness. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the reward that Allah will grant them. Here also Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the retribution, the recompense for them. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. Such are these people that the word, in other words, the decision of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala upon them has also already been established. Fi ummin qad khalat, in the groups of people that have already passed before them, from amongst the jinn and the insan, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made a decision, and the decision of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is that these people have been disobedient to Allah, they have been unfaithful to their parents, they have been disloyal, they have turned away from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the decision of such people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has clarified that for them will be the fire of Jahannam, for them will be the adab of Allah. innahum kanu khasirin, and the truth is that they are the real losers. A loser, on the one hand, may be that person that has a capital, a sum of money that he invested, and he loses his profits. Now that loser still has the capital, he can still reinvest, he can still utilize his funds. But a real and true loser is that person that lost the profits and also lost the capital. Here Allah has given us the capital of life, and that is what they have lost. In other words, they lost the capital also, the profits of the amal of this life, that also they have lost. And then it will be too late in the hereafter. وَلِكُلِّن دَرَجَاتٌ مِّمَّا عَمِلُوا. For each and every person, a different darajat, different ranks in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِمَّا عَمِلُوا, because of what they had practiced. In other words, our practice, our deeds will determine, our amal will determine our darajat and our ranks in the accords of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, that will be driven by the kind of iman we have in Allah, the kind of yaqeen that we have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the iman and yaqeen is strong, obviously the amal also will be strong. وَلِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will totally and completely pay them for their deeds. Allah will grant them the rewards for their deeds, and they will not be transgressed, oppressed. In other words, Allah will not give them anything short. Allah will give them far more than what they had done. Now here very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us through the day of Qiyamah and the conditions of the disbelievers. وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. That on that day, the day of Qiyamah, the fire of Jahannam, or rather the disbelievers, will be presented to the fire of Jahannam. Now what will be the condition? What would be said to them? أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا. You had consumed all your good in your material life. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the disbelievers the rewards for the good deeds in this very world. If a disbeliever, for example, gave out some charity, whatever it may be, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward. Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajr al muhsinin. Whoever does good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not let his reward go to a waste. So in this world they will get it. So there in the day of Qiyamah, they will be addressed and they will be told that you have taken and consumed whatever you have consumed in this material world, wastamta'tum biha, and you had derived benefit from the material world. Your condition on the day of Qiyamah, فَالْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونَ. Then on this day, now you will be recompensed with the punishment of disgrace. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Because you had been arrogant on the earth without any right. وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْسُقُونَ. And because you have transgressed the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has drawn a comparison between two different kind of children, two different types of humans. One wasted his life, the other invested his life in the amal and iman that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.